from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
When are you going to get a heart?
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Niners are in shambles. Not really.
Well,
Brandon Ayuk, not at practice today. That's the second practice in a row he's missed. We're assuming he's getting fined. We're assuming the 49ers are playing hardball. And I'm presuming that they are making him make a decision. Play on the 14 or don't play at all. That's my interpretation. Now, other people could say, I think they're still negotiating long-term deals, and maybe they are. I'm just telling you what the feeling I get.
Yeah, I told you I watched the Super Bowl ad nauseum.
Which one?
The last year, Kansas City and the San Francisco 49ers, and Ayuk had a look on the sideline. I think he pretty much had it all year. If you go off the Twitter and IG from his brother and his girlfriend, he wasn't being utilized. He wants a bigger role. And forget the role, he wants a bigger payday. I understand it. I think 26 was fair if they could meet in the middle. But if you're telling me you're going to run this back, 2019, you were close. Last year, you were close. Couple NFC championship heartbreaks, injuries. That you're going to try to defend the national, the NFC without one Brandon Ayuk? I just think that's a nightmare.
I tell you what, if what you said is correct, I wouldn't pay him in a million years. You said he wants a bigger role, and he probably does.
That means numbers.
He's not going to get it here. He's not getting that here. That is not hard to see.
Now, I don't want to be negative. I told you some private stuff, you and E, during the break. Insurance is key in life. Insurance. But what if something were to happen to Brandon Ayuk? Excuse me. What if something were to happen to McCaffrey and you had to put the ball in the air? No, you're not.
No,
that's
please.
You got to diversify your portfolio. That's why you got a guy that you think is worth 50 to 60 M's. He can throw the ball. Who do you want him throwing it to? Debo plus Kittle plus Ayuk. Stani, it's a strength in numbers, but not when you subtract. That's all.
All I'm telling you is he's not getting a bigger role here. Like, it's, and whether it's unfair or not, it doesn't matter. We all know.
Well,
he's not getting a bigger role.
And that's
role
why I
here.
Brought up the injury.
And maybe they all know that. Well, the 49ers know it, and they know he catches 4.5 balls a game, and they're saying, because you don't have a bigger role, we can't pay you like other players who have a bigger role. It sucks, but you play for the San Francisco 49ers, and we run the ball a hell of a lot. And when we don't run it, we love throwing it to our running back, and we love throwing it to this guy, Debo Samuel. And, oh, by the way, we got a hell of a tight end. Now.
Well, do you fault both parties in this right now, then?
Because I do.
50-50.
Either
get traded, take a trade, just say no, something. Stani, this is ridiculous. And I think it's making the Niners look bad.
And how will that affect anything? Like if people think the 49ers
look
bad.
Well, it's what you guys talked about, and I heard Butch and Evan touch on it. Stani, if people are pocket watching players amongst themselves in that locker room, and they feel like Ayuk is getting done wrong, or they are questioning why did the running back situation, why was that so easy? I mean, that can manifest into something. Now, it wouldn't be on the field, but you never know.
I just don't understand.
But what about the Warriors when they saw, but they won a chip after? No, that was after the chip. Dre and Clay had a problem with two of their brethren getting contracts. Think about that.
I mean, like, we all ask, hey, why do you think they took, why was it so easy with McCaffrey? Because he's more important.
Well, I mean, Trent is right behind him.
That's fine. But
if you use that thought process.
And he probably is.
But where is he?
They don't just give out money to everybody who wants it.
But McCaffrey?
That's because he's important.
I'm not arguing that, like, he's not. But
All I can tell you is they have three guys who wanted more money. Ayuk, Trent Williams, McCaffrey. They gave it to McCaffrey. That tells you that he was the highest priority. They also probably knew that Trent Williams hates training camp, so there's no real reason to treat Trent Williams with urgency back in May or June.
Well, his guaranteed money ran out, so they know that. But that, okay.
They know, but why would they negotiate with Trent Williams in June and he signs the contract in June? He doesn't want to come to training camp. Well, they know he doesn't want to come.
Camp's over now, Steiny.
Yeah, and now they're working on it, and people are optimistic. Larry.
What you got?
He's not McCaffrey, and he's not Purdy, and he's not Bosa, and he's not Trent Williams. Like, those are the four high priorities on the 49ers, and he ain't one of them.
Well, come up with a solution.
They are. Play on 14 or sit out. Let's go to Larry, San Francisco. What's up, Larry? How you doing?
I'm all right, fellas. I'm going to defend Brandon Ayuk a little bit here. I'm coming in with something, but I've been listening to you all. First of all, I'm not going to blame Brandon Ayuk for not being traded because the Niners control that, their job. And so they got a Pittsburgh offer. They could have took it. The other thing is they could have took any other offer and said, Brandon, you're going. Now, Brandon, if the other team's manager to get Brandon to sign to convince him to stay or tag him and get him 2 years. That's not a Brandon idea, power move. That's a Niners saying, okay, we kind of still want him, but we want him how we want him. So I'm not gonna put that on Brandon because the Niners control that. Am I right?
No, you're wrong. Hey, you're right, but you're wrong. What team would give up resources with the flip of the coin, not knowing that the guy that we traded for is going to stay here? Who would do that? So that's why it's on Brandon.
Well, I'll say it this way.
Okay.
That is them having convinced Brandon to stay. Like, if you want this player, here are the terms and conditions. And the Niners can say, we'll let him go. Will you sign him? Now, if the other team says, nah, we don't like what Brandon's saying, then that's their decision. Brandon does not have the power to say, I'm staying or going. He has the power to say, I probably won't re-sign. Okay, we're going to franchise you. Like, the team has power here. And so that's why I'm going, we can blame Brandon for not being amenable, but the teams have the power in this situation from my perspective. And what's up with the Pittsburgh deal? That's the other thing. The last thing, because I know I got to go.
Go ahead.
Is Trent getting fined? Is Trent getting fined?
Yes.
He has a contract, too.
No, he's getting fined. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, he is.
So that makes it looks at least – like,
right.
Players are saying, okay, both have contracts. They're both getting fined. They're both not here. You know, Lynch talks about Trent in a more fluffy way.
Right.
But as long as they're getting treated, because they're both integral parts. The other three players get hurt. McCaffrey gets hurt. Debo gets hurt. Kittle gets hurt. Ayuk has been consistent. You got to look at that. Thank you all for taking my call.
Good stuff, Larry. Appreciate the call. I mean, No team is going to want
that. Talk to me, man.
Brandon Ayuk, and hey, we'll worry about paying you
or franchise you.
Yeah,
come on.
I mean, whose fault is it?
Everybody.
How do I want to put this? Because I don't think the 49ers, their heart, I don't believe the heart of the 49ers really believes they want to sign Ayuk for 27, 28, wow. 29, 30. They don't want to do it. I don't feel, I could be wrong. And so that's why, like, I don't blame Brandon Ayuk at all. But the 49ers have the cards. And they can start playing them. And clearly they were waiting to jump into this game until the 53-man roster was done.
Well, I just know this, partner, in sports, you draft. First you scout, you draft. You raise the player. You hope the player takes strides. And that's what Brandon Ayuk, since he's been a 49er, Stani, has done. And, again, I'm putting this on Brandon. It may be unfair if he were asking for Justin Jefferson or CeeDee Lamb money, but 27, 26, maybe even 28, I understand. But I just don't get why the Niners would buck the system on a homegrown player that was showing major promise. And, you know, I brought up divorce yesterday. Stani, when couples get divorced, you say who's to blame. You never really get that answer, you know. Only the two people know, but I just – if you're telling me that they're playing, the Niners have the cards to play or power, but is that really good power? Is it really a good hand if you take the field week one, week two, week three, and you're playing this game of chicken? Well, this thing is going to hijack the season like the Kevin Durant departure. What was he going to do? Remember that? That went the whole – I don't remember a situation like this in the Bay at all, Stani. I just don't. The Kevin Durant, what are you going to do when the season's over? But not anything remotely close like this.
The 49ers have weighed, given Brandon Ayuk a long-term contract for a high number. They've weighed that. And so far, they've said no. The better choice is to start fining him and dare him not to play for $14 million. Like, that's what they've clearly decided right now. So when you say, oh, but they're jeopardizing this, and you know, he's a great weapon, and they're a better team. They know all that, and they're still going down this road. So, I mean, here's the other thing. I mean, we all know Ayuk didn't get off to a great start here with Kyle Shanahan. Something was going on. And then what did the caller say about the Super Bowl, and he didn't like his role or something like that?
No, remember, he was damn near in tears when it was over, but he right. went to John, I'm paraphrasing, went to John and Kyle saying, I could do more, and maybe the game would have been different.
Mm.
I'm Team Ayuk, Stani. I think the dude's talented, man. So much so that he, you know, whatever you want to put him, top 10, 12, the dude's a difference maker. How about that?
I don't think he is as much as you think he is.
Wow. And I'll tell you what.
I think he's a good receiver.
Yeah, if I'm Robert Saleh in the Jets defense, if you're telling me there's no Ayuk and I just got to plan for, and it's going to be a bear anyway, but I got to just plan for some average guys on the left side, Debo and McCaffrey up the middle, I'll take that all day if I can remove that component of Ayuk. Like, man, I just think they're easier to guard.
Yeah. Maybe Cowing's harder to guard than Ayuk. I don't know.
Oh, Pierce Hall.
Philmo Mike.
Our man.
What's up, Philmo?
Hey, what's up with y'all, man?
Hey.
You got to get on the golf, honey. But listen, and Guru, too, you got to work your swing.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Anyway, I don't know why is Parag Marate, why is he given all this power? What is he doing? He was supposed to be keeping a budget in order. Nick Bosa blew him a new one. So why is he getting all this power and leeway to run the Niners? Someone needs to put a foot down and be like, man, what's up, bro? That's the first thing. He's getting way too much credit and leeway and power to get all that crap. Sign this man. That's for one. For two, we should have been signed him. Why are you using what you've done in the past? Just because you did it in the past don't mean it worked. Okay, you got away with it last year. You got the number one seed. Bosa had an average season. That don't mean you should do it every year. You hijacked one season, Debo's season. Bosa didn't have a good year. Why wasn't he signed when Devontae Smith was signed? And the thing about Ayuk, it's not that Ayuk is the greatest player, but you know what he does do? I like to play Madden. Sometimes you put somebody out there, you just want variety of talent and options.
Yeah.
You put somebody, you feel me? When you got Ayuk out there, you going to leave him one-on-one? He's top 3, 4, 5 route runner. And he's super efficient.
Mm.
So it's like, if you would have signed him when you should have signed him and stopped playing these games and letting Parag Marate run your franchise, this wouldn't have been a problem. He should have been signed right after the Super Bowl. Get him signed. Get it out the way.
Thanks, Philmo.
Yeah. A lot of good points. And look, we're all human, Steiny. You are sometimes. But listen, we listen to these pressers when they're done. I'm going Farhan. I'm going Bob Myers, Joe Lacob, Dunleavy now, the A's. And you can tell a scammer. You can tell, you know, it's my prerogative. It's my belief. But some guys pass the test and gals to where you're like, you know what? Evan's real. I believe Evan. I would buy from Evan. And I bring all that up because when I listened to Lynch and Shanny talk after they got all these deal done, going back to Warner, going back to Kittle, I bought what they were selling, Steiny, and it signaled to me is, Guru, we got our books in order. We tackle things before they get big, kind of like Mike was talking about. And lo and behold, here we are with not one, and I know Trent Williams, they kind of wink-wink deal, but Steiny, two guys are not here, and it just has me thinking, like, I bought something that might not have been real.
Not necessarily. Maybe they have their books in order, and these three guys are effing it up.
But wouldn't you have a plan? Well, I guess
yes. Sit out
or get traded. But I guess I'm like yesterday. I didn't like Lynch saying he was saying what was in his heart. Sometimes you just got to play football. We'll do something. Somebody make something happen, and that's why I'm yelling at IU too with that. This is getting embarrassing. It really is.
It's contract negotiation.
And Jerry Rice, what was that, 221 days ago now, had me thinking, we'll know tomorrow, Goo. No, we won't. When's this going to end, Stoddy? That's all. We all are, we're tired.
You said, when are they going to do something? And I would submit they started doing something yesterday. That's apparent to me.
Yes, sir, I got you.
Joe's in Illinois. What's up, Joseph? How you doing, man?
Hey, guys. How are you?
Talk to us.
Yeah.
All right. Ayuk, as far as I know, the Pittsburgh trade was still on the table. management, Lynch, thought that they wouldn't get enough for him. So they nixed the deal off. It's on the table, but they haven't agreed to it. That's one situation. So the Pittsburgh deal, as far as I know, still on it. He just felt like he wasn't being compensated enough. Then IU can stay out, if I'm not mistaken, about like 7 games.
6 weeks.
And come in under 10, 6 weeks and still be eligible for free agency.
Yep.
So you have that scenario. Then I look at the salary cap. I want to get you guys' thoughts on this. Because the quarterback's salary has gone up so high, do you think it would be a great idea if they would negate the starting quarterback salary from the salary cap?
How would they do that?
Go against the salary cap, huh?
How would they do that?
Well, if they had the if they came into a I guess it would have to happen through their bargaining agreement that they would have to negotiate it with the players and the owners that, you know what?
Yeah,
the cost is going up so astronomically.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
We're going to starting quarterback salary against the salary cap, yeah. And then you have more money to spread out.
No, I appreciate the call, Joe. I didn't. That's right. I've heard something like that too, but I don't think it's going to happen imminently. The NFL is considering doing something with quarterbacks with their money.
Doesn't count
against the cap, or at least not the whole thing, something like that. That's what Joe was talking about. However, I don't think it's going to happen before Purdy gets signed.
Yeah.
Let's put it this week. Yeah, let's put it that way. The Niners still have to come to terms with Ayuk or try to force him to play on his $14.1 million contract for this season. According to Tim Kawakami. If there's no deal soon, it's probably safe to assume that Ayuk would skip at least the first few games and probably report in time to play 6 games and qualify for free agency next year.
Now that would be more than a circus.
49ers could still keep his rights by franchise tagging him for 2025, but by that point, would it be worth
the headache?
Yeah.
Because that's what you said he would be if he, you don't even want him around if he's playing for that 14 mil.
No,
I wouldn't.
Okay. I don't know.
He would be so sour.
Give him a chance. Hmm. I'll give him a chance to show that he can.
Would have had to change with this mindset of like, well, you know, from the start we were doing this and I tried to call their bluff until the end and it didn't work. But other than that, Stoney, what would make his ass come back and want to play after going through all this?
He maybe realizes he's got no clout.
Mm.
That he's got none. That the 49ers are down to two choices. Play or sit.
Or be lesser on the field without you. I think that's what we're
missing. And they factored that in, and they're still going down this road. Like, that's the other thing. It's gotten to the point, we can't, he's not here.
Yeah.
We're getting hurt. Yeah, they know that, and they're still going down this road. Dennis is in Walnut Creek. What's up, Dennis? How you doing, man?
Okay, fine. Here's my proposal. This is what needs to be done. Mm. The 49ers give Ayuk 24 hours to make a decision. And you know what options he has. If he does not make a decision, then they tell him, we're going to make whatever deal we want to make, and you may end up in Atlanta, you may end up with the Patriots. But here's my question to both of you, and this has never been mentioned. Do you see a scenario where the league could step in?
No.
At all.
Nope.
Yeah.
I don't. And the other problem with the 49ers, nobody wants to make a deal for Brandon Ayuk knowing they're going to have to sign him to a long-term contract if they want him the whole way.
Yeah.
So thanks a lot for the call,
man. That's not attractive. That was our call previously that was bringing that point up.
And that's why the Steelers, apparently, were willing to pay Ayuk a certain amount of money, and he either didn't want to go there, or what I still think's on the table is the Niners didn't like what they were getting back from Pittsburgh, so the Niners said, nope.
But that hasn't been reported.
What's been reported by me.
Yeah, but what's been reported more, Steiny, is that Brandon didn't want to go to those cities. And my, this is why, again, I got to be careful. Norm always told me, son, love who loves you. And if Brandon Ayuk is looking around and reading the room, the Niners don't love you like that. And if Cleveland or Pittsburgh were really ready to ante up, go leave. I know you're from Rockland and you're from out here, but damn.
I mean,
don't sit at home week one, son, and come back week six.
Why? Why not?
That's not playing the sport you love.
Yeah. No, it's not.
Go get that bag if somebody else is asking for it.
But here's the thing. You think it's been all Ayuk. What's been reported that John Lynch wants to get back? Hmm. At least one first-round pick.
Well, that would explain why we're
exactly. That's what I think.
Well, like, what about the goal line with Pittsburgh? You think they were sending a one back? I don't.
Who said the goal? Like Filippone?
Oh, yeah.
Like that's. I'm not hitting any reporter, but I'm just not convinced that the Pittsburgh Steelers had a number for Ayuk. He was good with it, and then the Niners were also good with the package. If the 49ers, if
what, you have nothing that part to prove was, you're wrong, Steiny.
If the 49ers were really going for a first round pick under any circumstances, then I don't think they really were interested in making a move. I think I will say it. I think their interest for months has been make him play on the $14 million because we can't get this done now.
Yeah, no, go ahead. You're up.
Yeah, 888-95. Oh, go ahead.
No, I think it was the second and fourth that Pittsburgh was something like that. Well, damn sure it wasn't the first.
Yeah. 888-957-9570 is the number if you want to jump in to the conversation. And Brandon Ayuk not at practice again today. So the assumption is he's getting fined by the San Francisco 49ers, and he's in the middle of making a tough decision, apparently. 888-957-9570. We can also get into a piece of good news.
Yeah, we need it.
Steph Curry has signed a one-year contract extension for 2026-2027 for $62 million. So, God willing, Steph will be in a Warrior uniform for at least another 3 years. 888-957-9570 is the number. Download the Odyssey app directly from our QR code on both YouTube and Twitch. Brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. For a low-rate auto loan, apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer.
They say the hardest part of getting something done is getting started. Well, we did that 30 years ago, when California first took on the tobacco industry. Now, smoking is down 60%, lung cancer 42%. A couple of our cities have already ended tobacco sales. A California without big tobacco isn't just possible. It's already happening. See our progress at undo.org.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. They'll tell you if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-910-7500. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell our listeners who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me join you to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now and find out how much your case is potentially worth. Call 800-910-7500.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. If you think you deserve compensation, call now to find out how much you qualify for. 800-910-7500.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center.
Amazon One Medical presents Painful Thoughts.
I could catch anything sitting in this doctor's waiting room. Ugh, a kid just wiped his runny nose on my jacket. And the guy next to me, sitting in a pool of perspiration, insists on sharing my armrest. Ugh.
Next time, make an appointment with an Amazon One Medical provider. There's no waiting and no sweaty guy. Amazon One Medical. Healthcare just got less painful.
Are you ready to boost your game at work, explode with energy at the gym, and really hit one out of the park in the bedroom? Balanced Medical Solutions has your back with the best solutions for ED, PE, weight gain, and chronic fatigue. Join thousands of Bay Area men who have said goodbye to low testosterone, low energy, and low libido who now feel like world champs. Mention this station until the end of the month to get a medical evaluation with labs, including hormone tests, for only $69. Call today and get a win. 510-679-3300 or visit Balanced Medical Solutions.
Join 95.7 The Game personalities at Harding Park September 6th for a day of golf with Pettinelli Financial Partners annual tournament to support the Autism Society San Francisco Bay Area. Committed to...
For me, it's back to work and attacking with an enthusiasm unknown to mankind.
This is Macklin Celebrini and you're listening to Steiny and Guru.
Macklin Celebrini. Clay Thompson. Macklin Celebrini.
Who's going to get to the tank first? You or me? We should go together, but I'll leave that there. I'll get there before you. A Shark game this upcoming season.
You wouldn't even know how to get to the San Jose Arena.
I've been to Shark playoff games, bud. Played beer pong.
With Rick Tittle.
Yeah, Ricky Tittle.
You got to hear that story. Well, hey, just kidding, buddy.
But thank you, man.
Stop.
Hey, so we had our fantasy draft last night.
I'm not feeling good about my squad.
I got a D minus grade.
I think that's what you want.
They project me to go 1-13.
Yeah, but their criteria is weird. Oh, you got games.
I met the criteria.
Evan got an A minus. I'm hoping he don't make the playoffs. Just Evan, I love you.
A plus.
This mother. Hey, boy. Who's your quarterback?
Which one?
I got Burrow.
I got Lamar Jackson.
Mm. You've been riding with him the last couple years in fantasy.
I got Lamar Jackson. I got Ja'Marr Chase.
May not be playing.
Please.
Okay, go ahead. I'm just saying.
I got, you know, my running backs are unreal.
Read them.
I took Nick Chubb. See, I think
what
big
are
picture.
You doing, dude? Game, the I'm, long game.
I'm not like you. I don't say the season's over when you miss just one game.
He'll miss four, nevertheless. I got Joe Mixon, too.
Give me some receivers.
Pittman. Michael Pittman Jr. Yeah. Oh, Hockenson. I got Terry McLaurin.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Not exactly. Justin Jefferson.
Some guy named Jay Ford. For Cleveland. I think he's a running back.
Yeah.
Notice how I drafted him because Chubb is hurt early. Jake Moody. They wanted to know why I picked Moody, Juwan Jennings, and Jordan Mason on the same team.
Dude, you got everybody on the pup list.
I do. I got big picture. All right. Who's Tua Nice, by the way? What team is that? That's you, Ken? All right. Get ready.
Pretty dope names. We got to read them at some point.
All right. Let's go to Rich. Rich is in Fremont. He's been waiting patiently. Hey, Rich.
Hey, what's up, guys? How y'all doing? Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
And as always, y'all know who pays my bills. That would be ATCO, ATCO Pest Control.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Rich, you get paid every 2 weeks or weekly? Do you get paid every 2 weeks or weekly?
I get paid every 2 weeks.
Yeah, all right.
So you know, but hey, I just wanted to touch on the one thing you guys probably haven't thought about when it comes to Brandon Ayuk's situation.
Don't be so sure.
I believe that the reason why he has not signed is because he doesn't have a contract where he gets the amount of guaranteed money that he wants. That's what this is about, okay? Because yeah, he's had offers from other teams, but the guaranteed money just wasn't at the level that he wanted, and that's the reason why he hasn't signed. And I believe that's what the Niners are struggling with. Because the Niners looking at the guaranteed money and thinking, well, you know what? That's too much money to guarantee. So this is the reason why he's holding out.
But, Rich, I'm not saying you're wrong, but at the end of the day, I want to say it doesn't matter. You know what I mean? Like, get it done, whatever. Because you're right.
No. Wait a minute. No, I got to correct you there. Okay. It does matter, and I'll tell you why. What do we know? We know that, hey, these contracts that these guys sign, they're not even real contracts. You give them a season or two seasons, what happens? They get restructured. So it's like, hey, the guaranteed money is extremely important. That's the reason why Trent's not signing, okay? So, you know, let's keep it real. If the guaranteed money ain't the level that he wants, he's not going to sign. All right, fellas.
All right, have a good day, Rich.
Appreciate it, Rich. Hey, don't forget the 2024 Red and Gold Summit. It's set for Wednesday, September 4th. That's in 6 days. Once again, we're going to be live from the beautiful Fremont Bank at 39150 Fremont Boulevard. Willard and Dibbs, they're going to be live from 2 to 4. And then all the hosts will be on from 4 to 6, getting you ready for another football season. Come on and join the fun. It's open to the public. First come, first served.
Our guy Ken is holding it down. Send us this caveat. Let me read it to you, Stoney, about Brandon Ayuk from Spotrac. As a player on an exercise fifth-year option, 49ers wide receiver Brandon Ayuk is subject to $40,000 per day fines for unexcused absences from practice. If this hold in or hold out carries into the regular season, get this, Ayuk will forfeit $784,666 per week. Ain't no way you missing that scratch, right?
I would show up. Then that's what the Niners are banking on, I think. That he's going to show up.
Wow.
Who's this guy? Who's Brandon IU on the chat? The YouTube chat. He says Steiny is cooked.
Yeah, he didn't like your squad.
Come on. I got some sleepers.
You know what?
Too many sleepers. What?
I'm the team guy. Camaraderie. Next year's draft, I'm lobbying for it, needs to be in person. We got to start doing.
Yeah. Okay. You'll have one less team.
Can't do it.
I barely make it to the summit, let alone a fantasy
draft. Please, yeah.
So
I'm excited about the summit.
Hey, we got some good news. Well, I mean, relatively speaking. Steph Curry.
I'm happy.
Signed a one-year extent. I am, too. Curry's been the best thing for my career. I owe Curry nothing. Well, I don't know him anything, but he's been great to me. 2026, 2027, he's going to be a Warrior for at least 3 more years, God willing. There you go. They locked him up.
Will he have number 5 by the 60? End?
No. Of course not.
You can't definitively say no.
Yeah, I can.
That's the goal.
Doesn't mean I'm right, but I can definitively say no. Yeah.
Number 5.
He won't. How does that make you feel?
Good. And, you know, I'm just not a negative person by nature.
I can't stand it.
And he's earned this. It's a lot of money.
Absolutely.
But also it goes to if the Warriors feel like Pods is that guy and Kuminga can take that jump, I am excited about this season just to see what it can be. Because, Donnie, I hope you don't think I'm over here sleeping in Warrior underwear and thinking there's not a possibility or a stench of not making the playoffs again. So everything is on the chessboard for me with the Warriors, and I'm trying to be proactive. But when Steph exercised this, you know he's going to be around. And if let's just say it gets there's some down times or there continue to be lean times, you can always know, hey, where you going, Evan? Where you going, Sonny? Where you going, Goo? I'm going to Chase to watch Steph. And I got 3 years of that.
Well.
And hopefully it's playoff basketball.
You said you got everything on your chessboard?
Yeah.
You can take championship off.
I will not. I will not.
Can't do it.
2022, you would have said the same thing, which I believe right now is one of the most unexpected championships in NBA history.
Yeah, everybody.
The 2022 Golden State Warrior title.
Yeah. It was nice.
When have the Niners won a title and we said, oh, shocker. When have the Giants, 2010. But other than that, and 10, no, that was a real one. But come on, Stani, 2022, no, you would have said the same thing about what I just said, Ed. We've been doing the show then.
Right, well, we were. It's going to be 2025. You know what I'm saying? The reason they did it in 2022 was because
I get it.
Curry was 34 and Wiggins was...
If they would have hit on Wiseman, going to be my book. If I ever write a book, if they would have hit on James.
510 says, I can't unsee Guru playing chess in his Warriors underwear. That's not bad. Bobby in Los Altos.
This is James Wiseman.
The rapper, Bobby.
Hey, fellas. Actually, let me get a little boop. The other day, I ran into Steph Curry. I was walking. Just doing some normal people stuff. I was walking out of a store. He walked in.
What store?
Oh, dude, I can't be kissing and telling.
Oh, dude.
It wasn't nothing special. But I will say this. You know, most people, when you see them, they look bigger than they look on TV. Steph actually looks smaller to me than he does on TV, which makes it incredible, you know, that he can compete in the league like he does. That's an aside. But actually, I called in. The main reason I called in actually was a question for you, Goo. But I want to say this real quick on the Niners. Look, there's no doubt. I think Steiny got, you know, what's it called? Nail on the head. Trent Williams, he's just not signing that contract because he doesn't want to come into practice.
All right.
There is no way they're not going to spend a couple nickels to protect their franchise quarterback. There's no way you're going to not spend a couple nickels if you're willing to give some dude $60 million. You're not going to give a couple nickels to protect them? That's crazy. We all know.
You know, Bobby's had two calls like that.
Maybe it was a cell phone place he was coming from where he ran into Steph. I'll say this, Donnie, to that. I'll tell you what, if Trent came in today, it wouldn't be a regular week because they got all next week. So I expect Trent back, some news to come down Sunday, him to touch down in the Bay.
What? Okay.
If Evan, Jerry Rice can do it, Evan, I can do it.
What is he, you think, on the Trent? Is he about 0 for 7?
No, the
combined?
Point is, pal, a regular work week would be next week, Monday, or whenever they get in.
He's coming in on Labor Day.
Well, I forgot it was Labor Day, but damn. We'll be live and local.
Yeah, we will. We will. I just have to say this. And I beg people. I beg you. Beg you not to take it the wrong way. The Curry contract extension. A no-brainer. We all know that. It's a no-brainer.
Chicken.
You got to do it. He's Steph Curry. He's going to be 40 years old, making $62 million a year.
Have you seen his body? Come on, man.
I mean, I don't know what the... with the collective bargaining agreement will be, but he'll be taking up like 25% of your cap.
Where are those rings at? Those four. Look at them.
They've got dust on them.
Please.
Let's hope he stays healthy and let's hope he continues to play at a high level.
Yeah, and that's every athlete, Stani.
Not every athlete. He's 37, Goo.
Yeah.
One injury could if he gets hurt now, it's not like getting hurt when he was 24, 25.
Come on,
just saying.
Same with LeBron, right? Same with all the...
Yeah, that's about it.
Stellar.
Those
two. Trent Williams.
Well,
he's 36, Donnie.
Exactly. You're making my point.
Right, but you can't because he's older. The injury bug will get youngsters. We've seen it. It happens.
Listen, again, don't take it the wrong way. But it will be a challenge for the Warriors that when Steph's 40, he's going to be making more money than he's ever made in his entire career. And the chances are he's not going to be at the level that he's been. So, that's going to be a challenge for the Warriors. That's all I'm saying.
All right.
And yes, they had to do it. And I'll never criticize him for doing
it. He's earned it. You didn't add that. He's earned it. He is the Golden State Warriors. And I could see Steph, if it does happen, give me the Ray Allen role, where you take a step back, but you still are, you know, like he's earned whatever is about to manifest for years to come. But right now it's operation get back to the playoffs, start next year. He's still 26 a game. The right beneath 40% from three. Let's go. Get him some help.
I'm wondering if, and listen, you were bold enough to say, oh, shots were fired. You know, about Steph saying if things change quickly, things can change quickly. And he used the word account. He used the word bottom feeders. I don't want to be a bottom feeder. And what I'm wondering is, if you've got to do the unthinkable, will having that year in 2026-27 help or hurt his value? It might help it. It might. Because then you get him under contract for 2 years or two plus years.
Yeah. And you know what you're getting, Stani. Still at that, that's why, well, I mentioned Ray Allen.
This is where you and I differ. I have no idea what we're getting from Steph at 40. I have no idea.
The 37-38%, no lower than that from three.
Okay. I mean, to me, he's in unprecedented territory.
But what you're
right
saying,
now,
if it got ugly and they could, like the worst case scenario, he still could dip.
Yeah.
Or ask to get out of here.
Yeah, and then I'm wondering, okay, you want to trade for Steph Curry and he's contracts through 2027. Yeah, yeah. Is that good or bad? It probably could be either, depending on the team.
That's a lot of money, man.
Yeah, I mean, we can jump. We can talk a little Warriors at 888-957-9570. If you haven't heard, we have other news too today, and that's Steph Curry has signed a one-year extension for the year 2026-2027. He's going to be making $62.6 million. And it's going to keep him in a Warrior uniform until he's 40 years old. So I don't know what there is to talk about. About that, we can talk about how he's worth it and what he's done, but I can't criticize the Warriors for doing it, and I can't criticize Steph for taking it. I just know that, okay, we'll see how it all works out.
Yeah, starting this year, because that's all I'm worried about, Stani. Steph Curry has earned that chicken. He's an ambassador. He's one of the most iconic, if not the iconic, athlete of the Bay Area. So with that said, I wonder, Operation Get Back, are the Warriors a playoff team next year with the deals and moves that they made? Slow-mo, Melton, Buddy Hield, Pods growing up or taking a step, Wiggins, will he show it? Like, all that to me is like, I cannot wait, Stani. And I know you're going to laugh. Quietly, the NBA season is upon us. I know the NFL is going to get a head start, but we're not far.
It's coming. It's coming. No doubt. Who said that?
I did.
No. Oh. somebody on the YouTube chat, I want to get the
said
name.
Said what?
Said, this is a thank you contract for Steph.
That's not enough money.
Oh, Damon Chang.
Yeah,
that's
not
a
enough
thank
money.
You contract.
I love Damon Chang. It's not enough money, Steph. You can never put a price on what the chef has meant to this organization. I mean that with every fiber.
I want to argue with you so bad.
But Steiny, that's why I'm like, it's incredible. And it's still technically going because he's holding up his end of the bargain.
According to you,
26 a game. Man, we got to see him this year, Stani. We missed him last year, man. Bothers me.
You don't even know what I'm working on.
Stani. Your book.
No. This is I don't even want to tell you. I don't even want to bring it to the air. Of course, I'm going to have to.
Because you're going to jinx it.
No. It's a long shot.
Well, that's my nickname. Go ahead. What you got?
Warriors are having training camp in Hawaii.
The old Lakers used to do that.
The old Warriors did too.
Playoffs.
And the way it works out with the shows just happens to be,
boy,
we would be doing a show Hawaii time from 7 to 11. That's what our... In Hawaii.
Wow.
which, by the way, according to the PR director, would be the perfect time to be able to get any player or any coach that we wanted.
Oh, have you read this by the boss?
Put in the cap.
I'm out.
I got shirts. Dude, why am I getting happy? No, it ain't no way in hell.
If somebody can pull it off, you know who it is, Steiny. I am going to try.
When has that ever been?
I am going to try to bring you joy that is just off the charts.
I met the criteria.
Yeah, you can't even get Joe Lacob in studio, and he texts you during the show when he's listening to us. That hurts. I was talking to Norm about it.
Okay.
They don't say anything about my dad.
Well, I liked him yesterday. There you go. What are you reading?
Now I'm looking at you. But I am thinking about the Hawaii. Wow. Could you imagine? Evan, your boy. Oh, boy.
Yeah, our company will pay for that. Yeah. Thank you.
This is great stuff.
Anyway, we'll be Zooming from when they're down there.
Oh.
Hey, Steph.
Now,
make a long distance call.
Please.
All right. Boy, Steph Curry. Evan had like, Evan.
He's been on 4 hours. He's been up since four.
I know.
You're going to tell him to crack the mic?
My boy is struggling. Hey, Steph Curry, what do you think? $62.6 million in 2026-2027. Your thoughts?
Well, my first reaction was, I think it makes it easier to try and lure the second star, right? Because that second star would want to know that they'd be playing alongside Curry for an extended period of time.
I didn't even think of that. Okay. Let's see that. Like,
but you would have been like, that second star is scared to come play with Steph. That's what you would say.
Well,
that's
old, good, Evan. An old Steph, yeah. Probably.
Yeah, enter the Draymond saying we can't even get Day-Day in studio.
We are
the choker show.
I'm at the point now where I'm not taking him in studio.
Shut you talking to me.
Exactly.
Yeah, no, I got him. I got him one time when we were doing remote radio.
You got him one time when he was doing a Subway spot.
Brownie Blends and I were
got you nothing.
Yeah, please, Donnie. Brownie. Chalk one up for the Gipper.
What date was that again?
2020 during COVID. What did we call it? Remote radio. And then you tried to say you came on because of Subway. No, he just shouted them out.
We had to ask him four questions about a meat and cheese sandwich.
Your lion is getting skills are getting better, man. Especially after yesterday.
You know what? I'm going to ask Ken for this piece of sound because I don't know what it is, but I'm going to read it to you because I want to jump into this because this is what John Lynch. Yeah, he was dealing with Ayuk and all that stuff. He said something brilliant yesterday. Brilliant. And you know who he said it to mostly? Guys like you.
I can't wait.
And you know what?
Or you got it now.
I'm going to tease it. Right. I have been trying to think of a way to say this so that it'll sink in with some people. And of course, I couldn't come up with the right words. John Lynch did yesterday.
All right.
He said something so perfectly, and you all need to adhere to it, because he's right. He's right. And I'll tell you what it is in about 4 or 5 minutes. Is that a good tease?
I like it.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I'll just tell you this. Yeah. You didn't come down my road when I said he kind of came, him and Parag have come down a couple notches on how these guys have been handled this offseason. And you can, it's not permanently. You can go back up.
Okay. Thank goodness.
Right now,
Lynch breathes a sigh of relief down in Santa Clara.
Dude, when he said, at some point you got to play, well, maybe not, John. Maybe not.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm sick of this, though. We all are.
I just got excited about it again yesterday. Because there's action for the first time.
What action?
The 49ers are saying, you're practice or not.
Well, there's no report of fines.
That there's not going to be a report of fines. They don't have to announce that. It's just assumed. That's the message they sent yesterday.
So you think that's backing Brandon into a corner?
Do you not believe these guys? Yes.
So you think now is.
All right. Of course it is. All right. On the other side, John Lynch has a message for 49er fans, and I hope we all hear it. What's coming up on the game is presented by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises. That segment was brought to you by Express Employment Professionals.
He's too old.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.